We'll switch gears now and talk about offshore wind. We'll start with you, Bob, on this question. Salem is about to become an offshore wind operations and marshaling port. What positive or negative aspects do you see in this initiative? And what actions would you take to prioritize that Salem residents in surrounding neighborhoods benefit from this initiative? So Bob, we'll start with you.
We could go on all day about this. The offshore wind facility is in my ward, and it's been front and center for me as a ward counselor for the last 10-plus years. And as we moved into the first phase was the decommissioning of the old coal-fired power plant, the building of the new gas-fired plant, and now the wind marshaling yard. We're going to be totally green with that initiative. I have been pushing hard for the benefits of the neighborhood to make sure that the project works in conjunction with the neighbors and actually enhances the opportunities down there and actually still maintains the buffer zone between that industrial property and the neighborhood. But at the same time, I've also been working with the workforce development boards and different initiatives to make sure that we're talking about job creation and that those jobs are going to come back to the area, in both here and in the region. We've also, Crowley, the port operator, has also committed funds to the high school, and currently they're funding part of the CTE program, and they're providing a program for marine engine repair, so they can get certificates in that. The understanding is that the offshore wind industry is going to become a big economic driver both here and in the region, and we have to engage our youngest students in the opportunities to make sure that they can take full advantage of those, because it is going to be the biggest industry moving forward in the next decade.
Thank you very much, Bob. So Neil Harrington, your thoughts on the offshore wind operations and marshaling port and how to prioritize the surrounding neighborhoods.
I think offshore wind is one of the most exciting developments to happen in Salem in many, many years. Our historic connection to the waterfront, which has been sort of diminished over the years, is now going to be reinvigorated with using this valuable parcel on what is the best deep water port in Massachusetts. The assembly of the various turbines and the various components of these things taking place in Salem will help create jobs, hopefully good paying jobs with good benefits. But I am concerned about the impact, at least in the short term, on the neighborhood. When South Essex Sewage built the secondary treatment plant, I was mayor, and we worked with the neighborhood to work to mitigate the disruption to the neighborhood during the construction of that plan. So as we look forward to whatever type of build-out may happen at the site where Crowley is now in control, as the mayor said, I would hope to work with the neighborhood to mitigate the short-term and the long-term impact on the people whose lives are right there, right next to this important area of our city. But this is a long-term sustainability project, because not only, as I understand it, are they going to work on project off of the Cape, but eventually off the Gulf of Maine. And so this is something that the city hopefully will be able to benefit from for a long period of time in terms of tax revenue and jobs, and I completely support it.
Thank you. Stacia, your thoughts on offshore wind and how to prioritize the neighborhood.
Well, I just would like a shout out to my brother-in-law, who runs the CTE program at the high school, and he, I think, will be the marine engine guy. We all support wind energy. It is exciting, a new exciting possibility. But it's also a difficult topic for the people who live really close to it. I think that there are issues to be sorted out as far as the size of the facility and its impact on the immediate neighborhoods and the entire community is in regards to its size, especially as we continue to promote Salem as an international destination. Many longtime residents remember this section, not me, of waterfront land as parkland, and then the parkland as a coal plant, and then the coal plant as a gas plant. And at that time, there were political promises to return this land to the city for recreational use. So now we've sold it, and it's going to be wind power, which is exciting, but we need to take into consideration the neighbors and the size of it and what its impact will be. We need to make sure that we get the best for Salem residents.
Thank you, Stacia. Steve Dibble.
Thank you for the question. This is something that most of you in the audience have heard me talk about for years. When the former administration wanted to build a sea, about 4,000 units of luxury apartments on the power plant property, I put together a detailed video of the benefits to offshore wind turbines and protecting our marine heritage, our marine uses there on the property. And I posted the video online, and some 4,000 people watched that video on Facebook, and hundreds commented on it, and we wound up saving the project. The housing did not go forward. And that's really important because this project will create hundreds of very good jobs. My oldest son is a Salem High School graduate. He's a merchant marine ship captain. He drives a ship that is 2 football fields long, and he had been going up and down the eastern seaboard digging the seabed and testing for future offshore wind turbines from Virginia all the way up through Long Island Sound, along New York to Martha's Vineyard. He is very excited that this is coming to Salem. He says, Dad, when these wind turbines are built, they'll be 8 to 10 miles offshore. You won't be able to see them from the land. You're going to have clean power, great jobs, and hopefully with a strong mayor, we'll have a lower electric bill for everybody in Salem. But because we have an opportunity to be able to bring that power and plug right into the power plant. We need a strong mayor that cares about the environment and has knowledge about these offshore wind turbines as I do.
Thank you, Steve. And Dominic, you're last on this question. Offshore wind, your thoughts on the operations and marshalling ports and how to prioritize the neighborhoods.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, the offshore wind terminal project is an opportunity to be really transformational for our tax base, for good jobs, and for our work to address the climate crisis. It's where the green energy meets the blue economy, and we can reflect a lot of the values and objectives we want to achieve for that site through the project labor agreement, through the community benefits agreement. If there's a financial element of that agreement, we need to make sure it's tied to inflation, unlike the SESD pilot, so that as inflation goes up, the payments to the city will continue to increase too. We need to support the development of career pathways at the career and technical education program at Salem High School to make sure our students are fully equipped to benefit from what's coming, not just from the terminal itself, but all the ancillary industries that are going to come along with that. Engineering, manufacturing, administrative and legal careers. There's a whole ecosystem of work related to this field. And we need to make sure that those jobs and those benefits also are supporting the historically marginalized communities that have been disproportionately impacted by fossil fuels and by the climate crisis. I'm prepared on day one to get to work with Crowley and CEC and all the other community partners to advance this project and to continue to do so in a way that gives voice and consideration to the direct impacts that it's going to have on that neighborhood.
Thank you very much.